Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
He's a comedian. Welcome back seven till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having our great visit with our good friend Joel Barker, 13-year member of our Brain Trust, and he's the paradigm. He's the guy who brought paradigms and the concept of paradigm shifts into our modern-day world and vernacular. His book, Paradigms, the Business of Discovering the Future. I love telling people about that because it will change the way you think about everything. Wherever you can find it, folks, you need to get it, especially including the video. JoelBarker.com, right, Joel?
That's right.
And the films are the films are at StarThrower.com?
StarThrower.com for the videos, yep.
All right. Yep. So, folks, JoelBarker.com.
I'd like to go back to our housing discussion here, Jim, and play with this a little bit because this is such
Let me set it up, Joel. Folks, this is in the last segment we talked about two things. We talked about a solar collector made of graphene, one atom thick, and the efficiency and the pure the opportunity there, but also a small house like 700-800 feet. That would be driven up into like a it looked like a panel on a truck, and then it's dropped down on legs, and it opens out. You open it out, and it becomes a square rectangular building with furniture and everything that can be put anywhere that you can deliver it. And so now, Joel's going to talk about the possible applications of all that.
And just to point out something. Jim had difficulty describing it because it's such a miraculous house. You really do need to go to YouTube and put in Tenfold Engineering, or just put in Tenfold Engineering in Google, because they have videos so that you can watch it. It's hard to believe what can be done. Ten minutes after you start opening this house up, you are walking into it. It's fully assembled.
Now, Joel, for years, people have been familiar with panels, manufactured pre-engineered panels, foam core with all kinds of different concrete around it and aluminum around it and all that thing. Yep. We've been familiar with modularized construction units, but this is put into a machine. It's a mechanical house, isn't it?
That's exactly what it is. It's a machine, Jim, and that's why I can open up within 10 minutes. All the pieces are folded in such a way that by pressing on simple levers, and the inventors are proud of this, takes no special power system. You don't have to have technicians. You don't have to have plumbers.
Mm-hmm.
Everything can be done by the house owner, and in a matter of 10 minutes, you are inside your house, and you are ready to live the house. By the way, the interior panels inside the house are also customizable.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like one size fits all. You can really make a lot of it the way you want to it, and then it's get delivered.
Joel, think about this from the standpoint of the military. Think about it from the standpoint of research in severe terrain out in the middle of nowhere. The research that can be used and then folded back up and taken away and wherever you were is left none the worse.
Okay, now I'm going to give you a keyword to see if you can play with it. Paradise, California.
Yes, exactly. Where the fires were, yeah.
Where their houses were burned
That's
to
right.
the ground because
yep.
they couldn't move them.
Yep, yep.
All of a sudden, it's 10 minutes to fold it up.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And of course, what I see is they're only 700 or 800 square feet. So what I see is somebody's going to, if they haven't probably already, buy four of these, get four of these, and connect them with a little hallway or something.
Exactly. You can do that. So you can up the square footage just by having multiple units.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have to have multiple trucks or a truck coming three or four times
right.
to move it. But think about closing up your house so it's now a much smaller fire thing, wrapping it in shiny reflective material and taking all the houses over to a space where you've got a fireman with their hoses.
Think about all the people that we know who live in Minnesota half the year and Arizona half the year. They could just move their house back and forth from the two states. What do you think, Joel?
You
know anybody like that?
I do. But now, here's the other one. Think about floods.
Yeah.
Think about floods. On those legs that come down to support the house as the truck pulls away, they screw the opposite direction and they lift the house 10 feet into the air.
Wow. How about that? Here comes the water. Raise the house. How about that?
Darn right.
Folks, this is the future. This is some of the stuff in the future. We can always count on Joel to make us smarter about it. Hey, Joel, thanks again for being here. Good job, as always.
Sure.
JoelBarker.com, folks. Go to that website. You'll be smarter when you do, and you'll thank me later. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.